Hello and welcome to the Comicast, Ireland's number one comic book podcast. I'm Liam. Craig is not here. This is the second part of our Will Sliney interview. This is the second half of an interview. Part one is already up a few posts back, and we join back in the conversation as Will is just about to tell us about this brand new comic.
So the other thing then is, probably seen this in my blog, I've been working on something for quite a while now. It's the first thing that I'm writing and drawing and everything myself. I was hoping to get a colorist on it. I don't think I'll be able to now, so I'll be coloring it as well myself. But I'm going to be doing Cú Chulainn. There's great versions of Cú Chulainn out there. There's a beautiful one by Cartoon Saloon. There's Paddy Brown has a great online version of it as well. This one is very different to those. It's going to be more like, say the movie like Jason and the Argonauts, where the hero's quest, he meets all these different trials along the way. Well, this is going to be the quest of the army, and as they go further and further through Ireland, that each quest shows a different marker from Cú Chulainn, say his strengths, his skills, all these different things. So basically by the time they reach him to fight him, they'll have been completely worn down. So it's less about the actual fight itself, it's more about the journey the army takes place. Say for example, like and unlike the actual Cataract of Cooley, it's going to show in the Cataract of Cooley, the original one, well, the most literal translation of it, they only talk about it around what's called the actual Tawn Trail, all in a small location of Ireland, but they do say all the armies come from all over Ireland. This is going to go through all of Ireland. It's going to go like from the very, very southern tip through Cork. I had to put Cork in there. through the gap of Dunloe. Got to see the cliffs of Moher, like the River Shannon. They're even going to go over to Scotland to where that's where Cú Chulainn trained, to a place trained by the Scathachs. They're going to go over there and they're going to come back across the Giant's Causeway and then down into where the actual Cataract of Cooley takes place itself. But that's going to be a blast to draw.
Is it going to be one like book or it's,
well,
issues?
There's
or?
Going to be at the, it like I've, there's a couple. I've been on to a couple of publishers about it. Like the main, I was thinking about it the original, the normal American way, and I've been on to those companies over there, like Image and Oni and IDW and all those places. But I might have a chance. This I definitely can't say yet, but I might have a chance to get it published with an Irish publisher at this side of the world, and then help them kind of break into the American market, possibly through a company such as Image or something as well. So you can probably put two and two together and figure out who the Irish publisher is. But it will be a great opportunity if it happens. I'll actually find out pretty soon whether that's happening or not. And the format that we discussed with them is like it's basically done as 6 single issue comics, which is 132 pages. The format with them would be nice to do in 3 different books, so 3. 44 pages of comics, and then in each book then you could have like the map of the journey they're taking place there, like, and then kind of detail, I'm planning on going around to all these locations in Ireland, like taking photos there. Just having those photos in the book might be nice, because I'd like to have to like it to show really, really great places in Ireland, like that even people in Ireland don't even know about these places, like Declan Savvy's never been to the Cliffs of Moher and he lived 2 minutes down the road.
It's always like
I know, it's amazing. Like, and the reason why I was up in, like, I go up to Stephen Mooney's studio, and along the way there's like the river in RD where I could call in all these, but all this stuff is right in people's doorsteps, you know. So I plan on going through all of Ireland, going to all of these places, so that it would be nice to have a little bit of that in the back of each book as well. So it's kind of educational as well, and if it does make it across the pond to America, like they'd be interested in that stuff, hopefully, like, you know. So that's the plan.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
So, well, we'll see if it happens now. By the time this comes out, now it'll have all fallen. But it is looking pretty good. The Cú Chulainn book is definitely going to come out. Like, I have a lot of the art done already, like, because I've been working on it for a long, long, long time, and just keep persevering with it, like, you know. So
Well, thanks very much for...
No problem.
Spilling the beans.
I had to give you something. It's been a while.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
Awesome.